Blog Talk Radio.
Show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
For many centuries, the mythical Roman character known as Cupid has been the most prominent universal symbol for matchmaking in the entire world. The ancient Greeks named him the god of erotic love, and he is best known for making two hearts come together to experience indefinite romantic bliss. How many single men and single women right now are willing to confess that they desire to be willing victims to one of Cupid's infamous love arrows shot in their direction from his legendary bow? There's an adage that is perpetuated in society that suggests there is someone for everyone. The long-standing belief in society is that everyone has a soulmate somewhere, if not in the same city, in the same state. If not in the same state, in the same country. And in the century of internet communication, your alleged soulmate could be anywhere around the globe. If true love is what you genuinely seek, is it possible to find your lifelong partner based solely on your own efforts? Or would it behoove you to solicit the assistance of someone who has an established history of matching wanting hearts looking for love together? A professional who knows how to work her matchmaking magic, and when she does, the end result is almost inevitably marriage. What woman in this society could be so prolific at the elusive art of romantic matchmaking that her professional expertise is highly sought after by dating coaches and up-and-coming relationship advisors from coast to coast on a regular basis? Is there a woman who has excelled so much at the art of matching up men and women with their so-called soulmates that she can affectionately be referred to as Cupid's coach? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is such a woman. Her name? Julie Furman, and California's number one ranked professional matchmaker and expert relationship advisor, is about to get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh my God, is this the Alan Roger Curry of Mode One fame? Oh my God.
You're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and bury someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how'd you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them. Have sex. Enjoy your life.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
If some brothers would step up in households, we wouldn't have this problem.
Wait. But so why, if he can't step up, why be with him then? If he can't step up, why are you with him?
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, Mode 1, this is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And we got a few people in the chat room right now. I see Miss Nicole Miller, Midnight from Canada, Hyperd, 50 and retired, my girl Adrian. You heard her voice in the clip battling it out with my boy Steve D. Williams, and she's like, I want another clip in there. Kathy, Living by Design, my boy Rob Lotus, what is up, everyone? Thank you for joining me this evening for another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Today is Thursday, June 5th. And before I start talking about anything else tonight, I have to quickly plug my show for next week. You know I'm hyped. You can hear it in my voice. You know I'm hyped. By now, you know good and well who my special guest for next week will be. He's the talented actor who plays forensic pathologist Dr. Sheldon Hawks on the popular CBS drama CSI New York. And lately, he's been known as one of Barack Obama's close friends from Harvard Law School. They both went to Harvard Law School together. His name is Hill Harper. Hill Harper, if you don't know who he is, you will know who he is after next week. He'll be here next week chopping it up with your boy, Alan Roger Curry. We're going to talk about anything and everything that's on his mind. But particularly, we're going to talk about his new book that actually just came out 2 days ago on Tuesday. His book is called Letters to a Young Sister, Define Your Destiny. Letters to a Young Sister, Define Your Destiny. That's the name of his book, and that's a follow-up to his last book, which, by the way, became a New York Times bestseller. It was titled Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. So join me next week. Tell about 10, 15, no, make it about 40, 50 of your friends. Tell them that I'm going to have Hill Harper on the show. Tell them they can put their TV in the background with the NBA Finals, Game 3 or Game 4, but they got to listen to my boy Hill Harper in the house next week. I'm excited about that. Matter of fact, as a special bonus, certain female callers, sorry fellas, I'm going to have to dish you on this one, but certain female callers, if they call in at a certain time and say a certain thing, they will win a free book, free copy of the book, Letters to a Young Sister, Define Your Destiny. That's right, so I'm looking forward to that next week. Yes, indeed. And then 2 weeks from now, I have a lovely young lady on my show by the name of Rebecca Brody. Rebecca Brody is the founder of a site called TheLoveCoach.com, TheLoveCoach.com. And Ms. Brody and I are going to be talking about womanizers. That's right, womanizers. We're going to be talking about the men who are womanizers and the women who can't resist those womanizers. That's right, I said it. You women, you heard me. I said it. Y'all always acting like, oh, you won't. I stay away from womanizers. I stay away from those players. That is bull. Some women may stay away from them, but we know if all women were staying away from the players and the womanizers, then there wouldn't be any players or womanizers. So that's what we're going to talk about with Miss Brody. That's 2 weeks from tonight. She will be here to chop it up with me. As always, I give my weekly kudos and shout-outs to those who deserve it. First of all, many thanks go to the co-founders of Blog Talk Radio. That would be CEO, Mr. Alan Levy, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Bob Cherish, the Blog Talk Radio executive staff, which includes but is not limited to Mr. John Sweet, Mr. Luke Armour, Ms. Hillary LeWong. I love those three, along with Nikki Starr, my broham and ace confidant, Mr. Stephen Curry, my cousin Chicago, J.P. Jones at the bar in Maplewood, New Jersey, Christopher Curry in Detroit, Lois Iacker, who had a hand in setting up the Hill Harper interview. Shout out to Lois. All of my fellow Blog Talk Radio Network family, I already mentioned some of them, who are in my chat room. Kathy has a great show. Got my boy Robin here at Midnight, Nicole, Will Wavy, Steve the Dean Williams, the Lovologist, Tony Reeves, Andre and Amber, just way too many more quality hosts to mention at this time. If you get a chance, listeners, let's say this is your first time checking out Blog Talk Radio. You can go on any day. You can just click on air right now, and it'll let you see what shows are happening at that particular time, that day and that time. So anytime you want to visit Blog Talk Radio and you want to see what's going on, just click on air right now. There's a high number of quality shows on this Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. I'm just one of them. And if you, there's a show for every subject. I mean, cooking brownies, there's a show for it. Making spaceships, there's a show for it. You just got to check out the lineup. If you can't listen to a show live, if you can't listen to it live, then there's this what's called an archived podcast. An archived podcast. That means you can listen to the show anytime you want to. If you want to listen to the show at 4 in the morning, like this show I'm doing right now, once it's recorded live, it then becomes a archive podcast, which means you can listen to it 2 days from now on your iPod. Go to iTunes. I'm on iTunes. Just put in Alan Roger Curry, and you'll find all of my past episodes of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. That's right. Go to iTunes. Put in Alan Roger Curry. If you want to learn more about me, Google me. Put me in Google. A-L-A-N. R-O-G-E-R-C-U-R-R-I-E, Alan Roger Curry. That's right. If you're a brand new listener to this show and you're not really familiar with the format of my program, Upfront and Straightforward is an internet talk radio program designed primarily for single men and single women, although I have a lot of women in relationships listen to my show, people who are married like Adrian, who claims I like to talk a lot. Matter of fact, somebody complimented me and criticized me this week. If you're familiar with the Lovologist on the Blog Talk Radio Network, he has this really like smooth type voice, and the women just go crazy on. So this woman wrote me a note. She said, "Alan, if you didn't talk so loud and you talk real soft, then your voice would be as sexy as the Lovologist." See, ain't that something? Telling me I got to talk soft, telling me I talk too loud. And so, hey, I can talk soft too and all mellow and stuff. Hey, but that's the Lovologist. I like to talk hyped up. That's right. But, yeah, if this is your first time listening to my show, we talk about everything related to enhancing your social life, your love life, your sex life, and just anything to do with dating, relationships, and self-improvement. Oh, Kathy, you're so sweet. She said, "Alan, baby, your voice is sexy." Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yep, see, this other one was saying my voice wasn't sexy when it was loud, but it was sexy when it was soft. Adrian said, "You're bringing sexy back." I appreciate that. Hey, if you want to find out more about me, my show, my book, I'm the author of a book, Mold One, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. You can go to Google, A-L-A-N, middle name, R-O-G-E-R, last name, C-U-R-R-I-E, and you will find out all about me. Well, all the men know this, if you're an NBA fan, that game one of the NBA Finals has begun. Game one of the NBA Finals has begun. The current score, if you want a score update, the Lakers are leading the Celtics 49-44 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. They're leading 49-44. That's the Lakers and the Celtics. And Adrian says she's an NBA fan, too. I know, Adrian, you're a big NBA fan, too. She knows more about sports than probably 50% of the guys I know. And so that's the NBA Finals. I'm excited. I'm a big NBA fan. Well, everybody knows by now, Obama is finally the Democratic presidential nominee. After all these months, he's finally claimed the title of the Democratic presidential nominee. Now, if I got some fans listening to me who are for McCain, for Hillary Clinton, hey, I respect you. But, you know, I'm just excited that Obama made history by becoming the Democratic nominee. I read where Michelle Obama is going to be a guest co-host on ABC's The View. So if you're a fan of The View on ABC, you might want to check that out. I think it's June 17th. That Michelle Obama will be a guest co-host on The View. They already had Senator John McCain's wife. She's already was a guest host on The View, and now they're going to have Michelle Obama. I was reading an interesting article today where it said, but check this out, women. This is a trip you out if you don't know this, and men, you might freak out on this. Do you know there are men who actually fake orgasms? There are men, see, most people think when it comes to faking orgasms that only women fake orgasms. But men, it turns out from this survey they did, some men, not nearly as many as women, but some men fake orgasms. Now, you know, I'm not going to get too deep into that, but we all know, as a man, it's kind of hard to fake an orgasm because we tend to have evidence of our orgasms, if you're feeling me. Now, I can't get too deep because this is a PG-13 listening Disney Channel watching show. You know I don't use harsh language, X-rated language, PG-13 Disney Channel watching show. But, yeah, men fake orgasms, that's all I'm going to say. And right before I introduce my next guest, got to tell you, if you're an Eddie Murphy fan, he announced that they're going to have a Beverly Hills Cop 4. Yeah, I guess he said, man, if Indiana Jones can come back, then I can come back too. So Eddie Murphy is going to have Beverly Hills Cop 4, even though we know he had some disappointing news not too long ago. Him and his girlfriend, Tracy Edmonds, who used to be married to Kenny Babyface Edmonds, they broke up. And Mario Lopez, remember him? He was on Dance with the Stars. Him and the young lady, Karina Smirnoff, they broke up. So I think both Eddie Murphy and Mario need to solicit the services of my guest this evening. And speaking of my guest this evening, they call me the king of the more than obvious segue. Our guest for the evening is considered by many to be the top professional matchmaker and relationship expert in the state of California. And many others would argue possibly in the whole United States. She is a cum laude graduate of the University of Vermont and holds a BA in psychology and human sexuality. She has been a guest on countless television shows, including Good Morning America, The Today Show, Life Moments, Fox News, and dozens of national radio programs. She's also been written up in such prestigious publications as The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, and The LA Times, among many others. She founded her web-based matchmaking service, CupidsCoach.com in 2001 to dignify and simplify the love search process for selective relationship-minded professionals, and Cupid's Coach has quickly become the largest, fastest-growing personal introduction service in all of California, and they're quickly expanding throughout the United States and internationally. She and her husband, Gil Foreman, a former executive with the well-known matchmaking organization Great Expectations, live with their two sons in Ventura County, California. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my guest for the evening, Miss Julie Furman. Miss Julie Furman! How are you this evening, Miss Furman?
I'm so glad there's so many people applauding.
Hey, my audience, they love all my guests that come to my show, and so they got to give it up for Julie. Okay, can I call you Julie?
Absolutely.
Okay, Julie, well, I got to ask you. I read a lot of your bios, Googled you all over the place, but so I know a lot about how you got started, but my listeners probably don't. Real quickly, if you can kind of...
Are you there? Hang on a quick second. Can I just go to the internet for a second? I'm on the radio and it knocked me.
Can everyone hear me? So we had, excuse me, I apologize if you can hear me now, had some technical difficulties that, I'm going to have to write. I was just giving John Sweet props and all the executive staff, Blog Talk Radio, and then had some kind of technical difficulties. So I apologize for that. And hopefully everybody who were listening to me before the technical difficulties are still listening to me. Now I'm going to need to wait for my guest to call back in. Oh, there she is. There she is. Julie, gotcha?
Yeah, so you want to know how I got into this crazy line of work?
I apologize for that, even though it was my fault, but sometimes, sad to say, the Blog Talk Radio Internet Network, 95% of the time, everything goes smoothly. But about 5% of the time, they have known to have technical difficulties, and we must have just had one. So I apologize for that. But what I was saying to you before I got cut off was, could you explain to the listening audience how you kind of fell into the whole matchmaking industry?
Yeah, it's really a cute, simple story. I ended up marrying the guy who sold me my dating service membership.
I found that very interesting when I read it. So you went to Great Expectations.
I did. Now, this is when Great Expectations was a brand spanking new concept in the Midwest when I was living there in 1990. And I was an overworked hotel executive working for Ritz-Carlton. I had no life. And I was 29.9 looking for love, not sure I was going to be able to have kids. And I was on a mission to find my guy. So I tried everything. This is way before we had the internet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together a personal ad, and I sent it out. Yeah, lots of personal ads, actually, and a personal resume. I sent it out to everybody I knew with a cover letter saying, who do you know who wants to meet this girl? I was on a mission. So that was a lot of work. And then I found out that the dating service opened, so I stumbled in there, and the guy who took my money and maxed out my credit cards, I later asked out on a date and dragged him down the aisle, and that was 18 years ago. We're still married. So I married into this crazy business. And then we sold his businesses about 8 years ago and then moved to California, and then I launched Cupid's Coach, which was really supposed to be a dating coaching company, but and, you know, writing books and doing radio interviews and TV and all that good stuff, but nobody was saying, I want to publish your book. They were saying, well, who do you know? So I started assembling together all of my single friends and colleagues, and now I've got over 12,000 people in my matchmaking division.
Wow.
So anytime somebody says to me there's no great guys or there's no great girls, I just laugh because we don't have a scarcity problem. We've got an abundance problem, too many people. We just have to sift and sort a little better.
Yeah, because, you know, I do hear that a lot in my conversations with both men and women that, you know, men always say, can't find a good woman. Women always say, I can't find a good man. and I know somebody's not telling the truth. Now, let me ask you this. We always have a lot of people out here saying they're looking for true love, true love.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody's definition of true love is different.
Yep.
But in your, in Julie Furman's best definition, how do you distinguish true love from, say, mere infatuation or a case of the warm and fuzzies?
Well, you know, true love, I think it takes a while for it to mellow, kind of like a good wine. The first couple of years, it's kind of easy to be in love and keep that flame going. You know, you're 15 years into a marriage, and you've been through the ups and the downs. You're 40 years to a marriage, and somebody's gotten sick, and somebody's gone through bankruptcy, and you can learn to love each other. That's true love. You know, I really do think love as it's a verb, not a noun. People look for love, and it's really much more about being loving. And in everything we do, every moment of the day, it's no surprise that people who are happy and people who contribute to others by nature are a lot easier to match and a lot easier to, you know, for relationships to stick with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's kind of cool, I've got 2.5 hours of this fabulous audio CD set, and any of your listeners who want to get it for free, just have them register with me at cupidscoach.com, and I will send it to them. And there's some great stuff in there about my mother-in-law, Frieda Furman, who's my mascot for my company. And
okay.
I won't tell you how old she is because she'd get mad at me, but she tells people she's plenty one, okay? And she just had a significant birthday, and it's many decades into her life. And she never doesn't have a guy chasing after her, always has a boyfriend. And a lot of women tell me it gets tough when we get into our 50s, gets tougher when we get into our 60s, and I see that as being true, and yet here's this lady, senior to everybody, and she's always got a guy chasing after her. So all of her secrets and tips and strategies, I am happy to give away. All they need to do is register on my site, and I will send it to them for free.
CupidsCoach.com, register, and she'll send it to you for free. Now, a similar question, let me ask you this. Why would women, a lot of women in preparing for the show, one of the questions they asked me was, what can, even though a lot of these women admitted that they're having challenges meeting, you know, Mr. Right, but I guess one of the general questions to you would be, what can a professional matchmaker provide for, say, a client, particularly a female client, that she can't accomplish on her own? What do you really bring to the table?
Well, the people who really appreciate having me on their team as a professional matchmaker, they're typically people who are, they're not challenged. I mean, they're not lacking anything magical. They're just really busy. They have full, active lives. They want to share their life with somebody, but they don't want to spend their free time searching on the internet or going to bars and clubs and singles functions. It just seems like a waste of time, and they usually end up discouraged through the process. So they come to me to shortcut the process, and the people I'm working actively for, I'm sifting and sorting through my community of thousands, and I'm presenting to them a subset of my whole community. I present 5 candidates at a time, or for some of my clients, I literally select 1 at a time, but they both have veto power, so we have photographs, you know, they have to be current photos, face shots, body shots, and detailed resumes, so you can really study each other from afar, and it's either going to be a match for both of you, and you're interested and attracted, or it's not. And if it's not, that's okay. You saved yourself, you know, a Friday night with a on a date with somebody that you knew you couldn't ever make it with. So it's really about time saving, and the other part that I do for people is helping them make the right choices for the right reasons. If they continue to stub their toe, we're going to find out why, and we're going to address the issue, and usually we're able to identify it and get beyond it. Sometimes
now,
people have broken pickers.
What are your thoughts about, I know yours is a pretty detailed service, so I want to ask you kind of your brief general thoughts on services, because I know a lot of people use online matchmaking services such as
mm-hmm.
Match.com, eHarmony. What's some of your thoughts about?
Well, we all know people that have met and married people through internet dating services, and we also know people that have lots of complaints and horror stories or whatever. I'm just really happy that we have these resources and tools. Let me tell you, internet dating beats the heck out of the personal ads, which is what I used to do. Beats the heck out of putting together a personal resume and sending it out to 50 of your friends, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think internet dating is a good thing. I think people have to use certain guidelines. Absolutely, positively, people need to use current, meaning this year's version, photos. And you need face shots and you need body shots. The thing that's so funny, everybody complains about the lying that people do and the fibbing and all of that. Bottom line about age, we see other people aging, but we don't see it in ourselves.
True.
So if we look a picture, we look at a picture of ourselves from 8 years ago, we think, yeah, that's me. Not exactly. That was you on a good day in the perfect clothes with the perfect makeup and the perfect lighting 8 years ago at your friend's wedding.
That's a very, very, very valid point. Because I hear that criticism from both genders.
Yeah.
A lot of men I know will say they will meet women who don't look anything like their online profiles, and same with women. Women will say, you know, the guys will have a picture from like 15 years ago. So that's a very valid point. Now let me ask you this: as far as the difference between the gender, do you find? Well, let me ask you: what, in your experience, do men have a tendency to put the most emphasis on? I would lean towards saying I think some men probably put a lot of emphasis on looks, and in the same fashion, I think women put a lot of emphasis on a man's level of career success and wealth. But I don't want to assume that. What's been your experience? Do men and women emphasize certain characteristics over others?
Yes, and you guys are very, very visual. I don't fight that. It's in your DNA. It's biological. And it's also, you know, women get very, very aggravated when they see men of all ages, you know, rubbernecking, looking at the women in their 20s and 30s. I don't fight it because I know that it's natural. My husband is 14 years older than I am, so I'm 48 now, and he's 62. And he still looks at these cute young girls in their 30s, and we giggle and laugh about it. And he says, I know, I'm invisible to them. And that's really true. I mean, he is. He thinks he's got a shot at him, but I know he doesn't. It's just that by biology, you know, guys are always going to be attracted to women of childbearing years, and they're always going to be visually, you know, it's a requirement. I teach a lot of classes, and I ask women all the time, you know, have you ever met a guy that was completely off type for you physically, and yet you got to know him, and he became really adorable, and most of the women will raise their hands. If I ask the exact same question to a group of men, like maybe one or two will raise their hands. So you guys have to be attracted to us, and so a smart thing for a woman to do is pay attention to the men who are already attracted to her. Worst thing the woman can do is walk into a room and scan it and think, you know, okay, that one guy over there in the corner is the one I think is cute. Because the chances of him finding her cute back are pretty slim. You guys tend to have your type. Well, don't you, Alan? Do you have a type? What's the kind of woman who typically appeals to you? Do you have a type?
I don't know if I have a type physically. Because most people know me know my physical companions have ranged from tall to short, all different shades.
Skinny to fat?
I'm reluctant to use the word fat, but chunky / meaty, yeah. I've dated some meat because I do like meat on the bones. I like meat on it. I don't like a woman that's too skinny. But I would say there's been probably more commonalities personality-wise as far as a type. Like, I love intelligent women. Mm-hmm. I cannot date a woman that's an airhead.
Yeah.
I have very low patience for women who are airheads. So I like intelligent women. I like articulate women.
And let me guess, you like women with personality who are fun company.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's the biggest general thing. Matter of fact, whenever women ask me, like, what are you looking for in a woman? Without being too specific, the number one general thing I always say is a woman who is just provides enjoyable companionship. Now, somebody in my chat room mentioned something that's actually true. She said, Alan, you know, you got to date a woman that can cook chicken wings. Now, this is the thing about me, Julie. I got to let you in on everybody who knows me. That's kind of like my trademark when it comes to food. I love
chicken wings.
Chicken wings are my crack cocaine. I've never done drugs. I've never been alcoholic. But if I'm addicted to anything, I could eat chicken wings every day, 2-3 times a day. So, yeah, if a woman can't cook chicken wings, she is automatically eliminated. No wife of mine could ever be in my house not knowing how to cook chicken wings.
You are so funny.
But well, let me ask you this about, I was talking about the two different genders. I'm going to ask you a question about both genders. What would you say, again, in your experience, are some of the top mistakes that women make in their pursuit of Mr. Right and some of the top mistakes that most men make in their pursuit of Ms. Right?
Great questions. Some of the things that women are doing wrong consistently, we're very, very sensitive, and we tend to take everything personally. So if a guy doesn't call, she gets all bent out of shape. You know, if he says he's going to call and he doesn't, and she starts making stuff up. You know, it's really helpful if women will learn to give the guy a benefit of the doubt. One of the distinct differences between men and women is you guys are very focused on one thing at a time. So if it's Wednesday and it's the middle of the week and you're in the middle of your work day and your work week and you got stuff going on and she's getting bent out of shape because it's Wednesday, it's Thursday, and you haven't called her to invite her out for the weekend, she's getting all bent out of shape and she's starting to get pissy and she's starting to call people and, you know, book her weekend. And if you do call, then she's going to say, well, you missed your chance, big guy, you know, and I already checked you to date.
That's so true.
That's crazy behavior. And the people who write those books ought to be shot because, you know what, if you want to be with a guy, accept his invitation. And if you're really perturbed on Wednesday because he hasn't called you and you're trying to figure out your weekend, shoot him an email and say, hey, should I reserve some time for you for the weekend? Because it'd be great to see you. Make his job easy. Women need to make it easier for men to win with them because you guys are really pretty simple. Women are complex, and you guys need just a little bit of guidance. Women will expect a guy to, you know, wow her for her birthday, for Christmas, for Valentine's Day. We'd be a lot smarter to tell you guys what would make us happy, and then you can just provide that one thing. Mm-hmm. My husband used to try to get me presents. He'd always get the wrong thing. Now I say, you know, honey, I like those hanky-panky underpants. Give me a couple pairs of those and you're good.
Hanky-panky underpants. That's going to be a quotable. Hanky-panky underpants.
Oh, this is the best underwear on the planet. Hanky-panky underpants. And so he knows what to get me, and I make it easy for him to win with me, and then we don't have the guessing games and all of that. Now, what are men doing wrong? One of the things, I just ran into this week. One of my gentleman clients was going out with one of my female clients, and she really liked him. And he, you know, they just kind of got carried away, and date number two, date number three, they end up with a little too much nookie, and he determined she's not the right one for him because he didn't like the way the nookie went or something like that. And she's just heartbroken. She's heartbroken.
He lost interest because he didn't like the way the nookie went. Oh, man, that's classic right there.
He gives the wrong kind of nookie for him. It took him a long time to be able to tell me what the reason was. And I said, you know, is it the kind of thing that she could change, that could be fixed? And he said, I don't think so.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's I think, you know, nobody ever called me up and said, damn, I wish I'd slept with that guy, you know? Never happens. People call me up in tears because they slept with him too early. They wish they had asked him important questions like, gee, are you seeing anybody else this week? You know, what I encourage people to do is keep their pants on until they've had really important conversations like, well, are we monogamous? Are we seeing anybody else? Well, what does sex mean to you? Does it mean I got Saturday nights in the bag, or does it mean we're just having a good time? You know, for people to be grown up enough to have those conversations and talk about birth control and talk about diseases, and I think it's a strange state of affairs that people are taking their clothes off before they're comfortable enough to have those conversations.
Well, let me ask you, and then after this question, I'm going to take an intermission, and I got to see two or three callers in my queue, so I'm going to start taking calls. But before I do a quick intermission, I want to ask you this question, and I've asked this to some women I know, and they always give me interesting responses. Should a woman totally avoid casual sex and or premarital sex if she really wants to find Mr. Right. Do you think if a woman indulges too much in casual sex / premarital sex that it might potentially hurt her chances of finding Mr. Right?
No, I don't think so. I just think they need to wait long enough to have these important conversations and find out if they're on the same page. They need to discuss their primary dating purpose. If one person's looking to fall in love and get married and the other person's just fooling around, somebody's going to get hurt. So I don't discourage premarital sex. I don't even discourage playful sex. I just want to make sure that people know what the other person's in it for. If they're both just looking to have fun, well, okay, that's what you signed up for. But if one person's looking to fall in love, you better be sure that the other person, you've had that conversation. Otherwise, that person's going to get their feelings hurt, and it's usually the woman, but not always.
So in other words, you're saying that both parties should be upfront and straightforward with each other, right?
Yeah, let's be authentic. Let's be real. Let's let the person know what the purpose of our dating is. We just looking to have fun. We looking for relationship, companionship. We looking for marriage. We looking for children. A lot of women come to me, 39, 41, 43. They want to get married and have babies. Well, all the men think they've waited too long. So that's because they weren't being straightforward with people when they were 29, 31.
Straightforward. 30. Now, see, you would have to listen to my past shows, Julie. I don't know if you know, I'm the author of a book called Mold One, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking, which I encourage men to
cool.
be upfront and straightforward, which is why the title of my show is Upfront and Straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, every time somebody says either Mold One or Straightforward, I got to play my little jingle.
There
it's time for my jingle.
Alan Roger Curry.
Upfront and straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
That's my little jingle, Julie.
I like
so you
it.
you just been indoctrinated to the Mold One environment. But this is what I'm gonna do, Julie. I'm gonna take a quick intermission break, and then I'm going to come back and take a couple of callers, and then we'll continue this interview. So listeners, hold tight. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you want to know more about my guest this evening, Ms. Julie Furman, please visit her website at cupidscoach.com. That's CUPIDSCOACH.com.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. How. Available at McClendonReport.com.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you are being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerously Live right here on Block Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/DangerousLee.
Are you ready for the best morning show with a legal twist? Then tune in every morning to www.blogtalkradio.com/in-the-know from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reed. Tune in every morning to ask questions about legal issues, discuss hot topics, and start your day off right. Legal Beat in the Morning with Attorney Anthony Reeves on www.blogtalkradio.com/in-the-know. It's more than a show. It's an experience.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry. Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. You're listening to the Julie Furman Interview on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
For my NBA fans out there, the score is tied 58-58. The Lakers and the Celtics are tied 58-58. Right now, you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. And my guest for the evening, in case you just tuned in, is the top-ranked professional matchmaker in all of California, and some argue in the whole country. Her name is Miss Julie Furman, and she's the founder of a site entitled CupidsCoach.com, CupidsCoach.com. And she offered early tonight that if you go to her site and register, she'll send you a free gift. A free gift. So all you single men, single women, check out our site, Cupid's Coach, CupidsCoach.com. Register, you get a free gift. Now, Julie, we're going to take a couple of calls, although sometimes I have people just call in to listen if they're not near a computer, so I'm going to check and see who's listening, who has a question or comment. First, I go with area code 253 EVP. You listening or you got a question or comment?
I'm listening to this one. Good, very good interview there with Julie. I'm really enjoying this. Hey, question for Julie. The movie that Will Smith was in a few years ago, where he played the dating coach, essentially. What's your thoughts on that? How you compare that to what you do?
Oh, Hitch. Hitch is the movie. Yeah.
I do remember seeing it. I thought it was cute. I don't know how realistic it was. I don't think he really was doing a lot of connecting people. I think he was just giving a lot of dating coaching, I think. And we do both, you know. We certainly help people make the right choices, and if they call and they're crying and they're having a hard time, we'll help them get through it. But it's we really like to specialize in introducing the right people to the right people. So it's a combination of both. You got to have a huge community if you're going to be doing personal matchmaking very effectively at all.
All right.
You got to know a lot of people.
Well, sounds like you do.
Yeah, you got to have some pretty good technology so you can sift and sort through all those people and you can find the right people. We always got to sift and sort for who wants kids and who doesn't, and age preferences and religious preferences and all that kind of stuff.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, EVP, for calling. EVP, one of my most loyal listeners on Upfront and Straightforward, and also a close friend of the family out there in the Seattle area. The next call we're going to go with 813. Are you listening, or do you have a question, comment for Julie Furman?
Listening.
Listening.
Oh, okay. All righty. In that case, we'll take one more caller, area code 219. Are you just listening, or do you have a question coming for my guest, Julie Furman?
Hi, it's Lala Allen.
Hey, Lala, how you doing?
Saturday Night Sip with the Scanner Show. I have a question for your guest. The story that you told was very interesting, and I think that that's a common situation where you may go in with an idea of, let's just say, X, Y, and Z, but then you come out of it after a couple of dates or what have you with A, B, and C, and then you have, you know, something in between there. And then how do you handle that so that it doesn't actually pop up a lot?
You mean how do you avoid ending up with something you didn't expect? I think the more clear you can be from the very beginning, the fewer surprises you'll have. I really like to help people have as few surprises as possible on the first date, which makes for more second dates and more third dates. So, for example, if you're doing online dating or if you're using a system like mine where you have an opportunity to really write all about yourself and what you're looking for, tell all the truth. You know, only say what's true, and don't put don't stretch the truth at all, and then you've got a much better chance of meeting a person who really is looking for who you really are. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great that Alan's whole thrust is about, you know, being upfront, telling the truth, being authentic, being real. And if that's the case, you know, say who you are and what you're looking for, you'll have very few surprises.
Well, that's kind of the thing. You like I say, you go in with the mindset, okay, this can just be a casual relationship, but after, let's just say, some sessions of casualness transpire, one of the two start to change their original objective.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen a lot.
That's very tricky, and it's very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to look deep and get real clear with yourself about what you really want. Sometimes a woman will say, oh, you know, it's fine to just be casual and playful, but what she really wants deep down inside is a meaningful relationship. So part of it is about introspection and looking deep to find out what is it that you really do truly want, and then having the courage to speak that up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you, Lala, for calling in. Lala is a fellow Blog Talk Radio host. Saturday night, I forgot the title. With a scanner. Now I got to ask you a quick favor, Julie. You got to do it because a couple people in my chat room demand it. One of the things, again, that a lot of my guests do, I get them to say,
sorry, it happened again. I have to go back there. Sorry. I know. It's internet radio. It doesn't work very well. Where did it go? Who's the counter? All the way down at the bottom. Are you there?
This has never happened to me before, but I'm going to maintain a good attitude. But, yeah, I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties. It just, the show just cut off. And, oh, they're saying I'm back. Oh, my goodness. I apologize to my listeners, and most of all, I apologize to my guests. Anybody who's listening to my shows knows I very rarely have had technical difficulties like this. I lost my guest, so now I got to see if I can get my guest back. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see. Let me try to figure this out. So in the meantime, I'm going to play another intermission, and then I'll be right back. And hopefully my guests will be right back with me. Hold on.
If you want to know more about my guest this evening, Ms. Julie Furman, please visit her website at cupidscoach.com. That's CUPIDSCOACH.com.
Available at McClendonReport.com. How to find a good black man. 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 Available at McClendonReport.com.
Celebrating 25 years of the countdown.
25 years of the countdown.
With Walt Baby Love.
live in our Countdown studios, ladies and gentlemen, a personal friend of mine, Mr. Stevie Wonder. Now, live with me on the Countdown Hotline, it's Justin Timberlake. Live with me in our Countdown studios, my friend, Tina Marie. Welcome, Tina. On the Countdown Hotline, live, Eric Benet. As promised, my friend, Kirk Franklin. As promised, it's Natalie Cole. As promised, y'all, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. As promised, John Legend. As promised, live on my Countdown Hotline, Alan Roger Curry. Welcome, Alan.
The old to the new to the old. The old to the new to the old.
Only for the grown and sexy.
The grown and sexy.
The Countdown with Walt Baby Love.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. You're listening to the Julie Furman Interview on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Now, can the people in the chat room hear me? Write yes if you can hear me, and no, of course, if you can't hear me. Because it seems like I got a mix. Some people can hear me. Then I got a few, I guess, who can't. Again, if you just tune in and you tuned in a few minutes ago, I apologize to my listeners as well as my guests. Some things are just out of my control. Sometimes I have technical difficulties that are within my control, but other times I have technical difficulties that are outside of my control. They're more of a network thing. And so I apologize to my listeners who have more. Matter of fact, out of the 25 to 30 shows I've done on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, this is actually the most technical difficulties I've ever had for any individual show that I've ever had. But anyway, right now, I'm waiting for my guest to call back in. I did call her during the intermission, and she said that she was going to make an effort to call back in. She hasn't as of yet, so I'll just hold tight and wait for her, and as soon as I see her in my queue, I will, you know, continue the interview. And so for right now, I'm just going to play some music until I see her number show up. So hopefully she'll show up in the next minute or two.
Waiting to the pain.
Well, folks, it looks like that's going to be it for my show, because I just talked to my guest, and she said because of the technical difficulties on the network, she can't even call back in. Somehow it's preventing her from calling back into the show. So I'm just going to go ahead and wrap up. I apologize for all these technical difficulties. And anyway, join me next week as I will have Hill Harper on. Okay. Thanks a lot. Take care.